I just ruined the podcast for everybody. I'm sorry, guys.
Hello.
What's up, Dave?
Jesus Christ, we have Roberts
here.
Dave,
greet three Dave Knight.
Dave Knight, Brandon.
Hi there, it's nice to meet you.
Come on in, grab a seat in the broken smooth.
Chicken.
Itching, sneezing, throat constricting, dander, pollen, proteins, and indigestion. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Midnight Breakfast, Episode 5, Allergic Reactions. Now, Midnight Breakfast is just a conversation between friends over a meal. We talk to my comedian buddies about the specific things that they love, that they're passionate about, that they could self-publish an e-book about. And food is obviously important to us here at Midnight Breakfast, and I guess to everyone for obvious reasons. It keeps us alive. It also brings people together, it's a gesture of friendship, but it can also be a deadly assassin bent on your destruction, or at least an annoyance that makes you farty. The same can be said for cats, dogs, and other animals. They're loving companions to some, walking hive bombs to others. My guests this week are Dave Knight.
Being in this house with cats is only the second time I've been in a cat house probably in the last 10 years.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
And Aaron Marsh.
That's not a good idea. You're going to get kicked by a cow.
At least you're giving it a chance.
Never killed a cow, but I imagine if you just sent me out there with a knife, that cow would have a lot of good fight back.
You'll also occasionally hear the voices and or laughter of our production team audio engineer Dave Brennan and our culinary engineer and contributing wit, Shayna Brennan. All episodes are recorded in the Brennan's Breakfast Nook / recording studio here in not-so-bad Van Nuys, California, while Shayna prepares a delicious pile of black pepper-free bacon and lactose-less scrambled eggs for our guests. We hope that you don't find the intermittent hiss of bacon or clatter of silverware distracting. It's just part of the allergy-accommodating ambiance here at Midnight Breakfast. Our guests are also treated to a delightful dessert provided by our sponsor, Kettle Glazed Donuts, located in Hollywood, California, and online at kettleglazed.com. Kettle Glazed, great donuts. I would also like to make a special announcement. This week, I have a huge week of stand-up shows coming up. This includes Wednesday, September 23rd, where I will be hosting for no less than Joe Rogan and Brian Callen at the Hong Kong Inn in Ventura, California. I'll also be in Ventura hosting the Ventura Harbor Comedy Festival on Thursday the 24th, and then back in LA at Flappers Comedy Club on Sunday the 27th. More information at davidsharpcomedy.com. But enough preamble. Wash your hands, vacuum your room, and settle in for Midnight Breakfast, Episode 5. Allergic reactions.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the midnight breakfast. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the midnight breakfast. Eggs and bacon, waffles too. No topic there is taboo. Waffles black, the jokes are blue.
I haven't taken allergy shots, including cats, and I haven't tested myself really too much on the cat allergy, so this will be
well. This is the test.
That's actually one of the things that I wanted.
I could feel them when I walked in. Just like a little tickle in my nose and in my eyes, but I'm okay.
So yeah. Some people have spider sense. You have a cat dander sense.
I guess.
My dander sense is tingling. You have a bunch of food stuff too, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst?
Stuff I developed as an adult.
Around what age?
Around 35.
I'm saying this because I'm actually 33, and I was like, I still have time to develop some of these allergies. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm falling behind.
I'm 35. This is my allergy year.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank
you. Awesome.
But so you didn't have
I had a
allergies.
Thyroid problem, and I had to have my thyroid irradiated. And then after that, I developed the food allergies.
And food allergies, sometimes the ones that come later in life, you sometimes get allergic to the stuff that you eat all the time.
My doctor told me it's always your favorite foods because they're in your body the whole time.
And so
ice cream was my favorite, and now I'm allergic to it.
Yeah,
I did it. I over OD'd on ice cream, I guess.
Yeah, you broke yourself.
Actually, I went vegan for a couple of years, and I wasn't able to actually transition back. And I tried to force myself to do it because I'm like, no, I want ice cream and I want cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I was eating it, I would get really sick.
Yeah, cheese is the one I miss the most. Though I can't eat sheep's milk and goat's milk cheese, so I get by on that.
Why is that? Why can you... Cheeses. I mean, what's the difference between...
What you become allergic to is a protein. So the sheep and the goats make different proteins.
No, have you tried lactose?
You mean just straight, like, snorting lactose?
Dry it, chop it up. Yeah.
Somebody take it. Some people take it orally.
We party pretty hard here at Midnight Breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. No, because lactose has the enzymes that helps you break down the lactose. So you can actually digest it. People tell me that, and I say, but it's not good for me. I don't want to take pills so I can eat things that are bad for me.
I don't see any reason to take lactose.
Right.
Or to snort it.
Yeah.
Do you miss it? Do you miss
snorting
it?
Lactose?
No.
It was a huge problem in the 70s.
Can't do that anymore.
I think milk is not adult food. In nature, it's for kids. You know? Yeah. It's for babies.
But I would eat a baby.
And, veal is
Yeah, are we eating baby? I was told we were eating a baby.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's your allergy? Sounds like a great 50s TV show.
But people get on your case about not eating gluten, and it's like,
yeah, about everything.
What the fuck do you care? Like,
because people are assholes, David.
Because people are assholes.
What David said.
Oh, guys, by
Thank
the way,
you,
I'm surrounded by
David. I appreciate
this.
That.
This is really tough on me.
I'm pressuring it. David's on three sides.
Yeah. Although it's also super easy for me. Just look at everyone and go, David, David, David.
Yeah, very
little.
We got
juice here.
Juice.
This is carrot, cucumber, apple juice. We squeezed it beforehand. If you're
no good.
Down, if you're not, no good. All right.
What is in the carrot, cucumber, apple juice that you're allergic to?
I don't think I'm allergic to any of it. I just
doesn't enjoy it.
Oh, you still want juice.
That's fine.
No, actually, I sort of like carrot juice.
Did you want a sip just to know, or you're like, no, I just know, I know. The whole class looks intimidated.
We just talked about giving people shit for not eating.
I'll try.
Well, I know, but it was like
the mood for a big glass of cucumber.
That's why I'm saying that if you're not in the mood for a big glass, but if you'd like only a sip,
I'll certainly
I'd be...
try a sip, but I don't want to offend anybody.
Here.
I don't want to drink yours, though. You got
you
cooties.
Are.
Thank you.
Small.
Wee glass.
My cooties
non-intimidating.
Taste delicious.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
The most suspicious.
I mean, the veganism really started for me like about 10 years ago before it was absolutely everywhere. And so I do have moments where like I went to a restaurant and the waitress would be like, no, and then high-five my dad. You know, like, I do have a specific memory of I was out with my mother and my stepfather, and the waitress was being super shitty to me, and I even called her out on it, where I was just like, you know, eventually we're going to have to try to tip you for this behavior. And she went, well, you're not, he is. And that's actually when the high-five happened, and I was like, oh, great. This is never going to work out. Yeah, no, there was a great time I went to New Mexico, and I asked for something vegan, and they couldn't figure it out, and I was like, just give me just one vegetable, just a plate of one vegetable. And so they gave me a bowl of peas, and there was a thing of butter on the top, and I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry guys, but the butter is actually what I'm avoiding. If I could just get another bowl, I'll pay for that other thing of peas. If I can get another bowl of peas, but no butter. She's like, no butter. And I was like, yeah, like literally just, if you just take open the can and put the cold peas in the bowl, I'll be happy. And then she brought just the can that was open, no bowl presentation, with like a spoon in it, like I was Popeye the Sailor Man. You're just like, here you go. But after, once it got to that point, you're just like, thank you very much. That was really kind of you.
So are you still a veganer?
No. I eat meat about once or twice a week.
I was a vegetarian for a while. For a couple of months, but I lived in Seattle. Yeah, I was dating a girl who was a vegan. And,
I was about to make a joke about that.
Yeah.
I liked her. She was nice. And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And I actually did fine on it. This was before all my food allergies came roaring back, so I could eat pretty much anything. I did fine on it for a couple of months, but then I started feeling like really weak and craving barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
I like that you stared at me the whole time. You said really weak.
I thought he was staring at you the whole time and was craving barbecue ribs.
It's like in the cartoons on the desert.
Exactly. Right,
I'm very saucy.
Well, all I could think about was ribs for a while, and I was like dreaming about eating ribs.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Screw it!" And I went to the general
get ribs.
And I got some ribs. I was so mellow though. Like I was like, "Oh, now I know what these hippies are up to."
And was that the food?
I think it was the lack of whatever.
Lack of energy?
Yeah. The lack of
whatever, man.
It's that when you eat meat, what you're eating is a fight to the death.
Have you watched any of those shows about the people that live in Alaska?
Yeah.
But like those people, they hunt and they eat seals and stuff.
Right.
And their diet is mostly meat. They live out in the wilderness. There's no vegetables.
Right, right.
And those people, they said they have to eat like 40% of their calories have to be fat to make up for all the meat in their diet somehow. I don't know. But so they can process the meat. Huh. And they wound up like dipping the meat in seal oil and like goinking down big chugs of fat and stuff. It's disgusting.
That sounds disgusting. I want to try it.
That's horrifying.
Sounds deliciously disgusting.
Seal oil.
But they have to
eat. How long until a fancy LA restaurant starts serving like seal oil?
Oh, God.
Or, you know, French fries.
As soon as they hear this podcast. <right? laughs> It'd be kind of cool though to go to the grocery store and shoot your food.
That would be awesome.
They just have cows penned
Dude,
up.
We could make a shooting range grocery store.
Yes.
That's
These
what it used to
great
be.
Great LA
right?
business ideas, you guys.
Oh, this would exist in
That's
Montana
what it used to
only.
Be. You'd go to the butcher and you'd pick out a duck and you'd take it in the back room. And
the duck wasn't alive when you picked them out. It was
yeah.
just.
Yeah. No, before refrigeration, you got your duck fresh.
I'd like it if they have your choice. Like, you could shoot the cow or you could use one of those, like, brain puncher things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
If or, I could kill my own cow.
Or they just, like, send you in there with, like, a Bowie knife.
Yes. So the cow
now
that
meat is making you feel more aggressive.
The cow's not gonna... That's not a good idea. You're gonna get kicked by a cow. Not,
at least
probably,
you're giving
I've
it
never
a
killed
chance.
A cow, but I imagine if you just set me out there with a knife, that cow imagine. Would have a lot of good fight back that I wouldn't be able to protect myself.
Yeah, those fuckers are too big to go down that easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Seals much, much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would much rather club a bunch of seals.
Yeah, I don't think you could club a cow. I think I would just make a cat. Yeah. Have you guys ever had allergy testing done?
Yes.
No.
Did you have to do the needles and stuff?
Then been scratched up my back.
Like a lady.
Like a lady.
The one where they scratch up your back was the worst. Because I just remember like laying down as a kid, they just stick you with a needle and they stick you with another needle.
As an adult, it wasn't that bad.
As a kid, you're like, best case scenario, I'm just going to get stabbed with 100 needles. Worst case scenario, some of those needles are going to be poisoned.
Being allergic to cats has ruined my love life.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Women love cats.
Women love cats. The women that are attracted to me somehow are also attracted to cats.
That makes 100%
yeah,
sense.
You look like
it
you could
be
a cat.
Be,
women who like me like weird. Cats more than it's like kryptonite, you know? It's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I dated a woman with a cat once for a couple of years, and you know, I suffered badly.
Yeah.
And then when it came down to it, I was like, look, I want to move in with you, but you got to get rid of the cat. And she's like, no, sorry. And I said, never again. My heart couldn't take it.
I hear you.
Like, I suffered it with her, you know, and I would wake up at her house in the morning and, like,
yeah.
not being able to breathe.
For years.
For a couple of years, you know.
That's
and being in this house with cats is only the second time I've been in a cat house probably in the last 10 years.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean,
she's like, well, I had the cat before you. I said, well, I'm a real human boy. Well, there's other real human boys out there, apparently, because she found one.
See, the thing is that what's really harmful isn't any one thing. It's any one thing repeated. Smoke a cigarette and you're fine. You know, have a drink of alcohol, you're fine. But it,
have a whole bunch of
over
it.
Over time, alcohol yeah. over time. You know, your body, what's going to cripple your body is that thing that you do over and over and over.
Well, I'm like constantly it. Terrified as a balloon artist because I'm exposed to latex and a...
I love that sentence
daily
so much. I'm constantly terrified as a balloon artist.
And there are balloon artists that have developed latex.
There are, yes.
Dave is starting to develop a sensitivity.
I'm developing a sensitivity, yeah. I think there's a
is
difference,
Is that why
like
porn stars don't want to use condoms? Because you have to be exposed to latex as much as they would be if they had to use it. I'm really pushing this. Just let me... Just let's make this about pornography for a couple
just
minutes.
Just a little bit of pornography. Please!
Well, no, but are you actually seeing a latex allergy?
I'm experiencing a sensitivity to it in which, like, I'll get a little bit of redness or, like... Yeah, wherever it's contacted.
I you're blowing it with your mouth.
Yeah, I do blow them up with my mouth, and my lips will get chapped. Or, like, mm-hmm. if I rub my eye, then, like, my eyelids
oh,
will start
yeah,
twitching or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you started wearing gloves and stuff.
Yeah, so I wear...
But there's not really... You can't wear lip gloves.
What if you use sheepskin balloons?
Oh, God.
See, if you work hard enough, you'll get there.
He's got to stay patient in
the
pocket.
The porn star angle, that one didn't pay off. Here you go.
I never saw the video.
What's the thing that if you found out you were allergic to, it would devastate you?
I would say food-wise, ice cream, but I'm now allergic to it.
So it happened to you. The nightmare is real.
Well, yeah, and I only have ice cream a couple times a year, and I get sick every time, and I still do it.
Yeah.
For me, I think that the one thing that I would, if I were to be allergic to, would I'd say anything else at this point.
Right. Yes. One more thing.
One more, add one
the camel's back
done,
cannot take any more straws. Develop a late life beard allergy.
All right, breakfast is
sweet.
Sweet. We've got bacon. We've got scrambled eggs. Got, I also have wheat toast here and a non-butter butter.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Look at all the bacon I've eaten.
Can I take can I take both those pieces of bacon? I'm going to make a little breakfast sandwich.
There's like a whole other layer of the bacon that's coming out.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
There's no, no black pepper on the bacon, no black pepper.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
If I got to take time to plug my own podcast, I'm about to do episode 6 in 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Huh?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
I don't have a podcast.
I thought you were a stand-up comic in L.A.
Touché.
Even more bacon.
Bacon.
Thank
you.
Holy cow. Thank you. What you guys can't see on the podcast is everything. But there's a there's a lot more bacon than anything else prepared.
I can make more eggs, by the way.
One can never have too much bacon.
Thank God you're not Jewish, huh, Dave?
Yeah, really. Add on religious allergies.
If you had to go
to the mean this isn't corned beef? I am actually Jewish, though. You couldn't tell by the way I'm wolfing down this bacon.
Or we can tell by the way you're wolfing down the bacon and taking so much like pleasure in it, but also feeling shame. Like, you're having a complicated emotional experience with the bacon. Which was, like, it's pretty good, man.
It's the first decent meal I've had in 3 days.
You came to the,
you came to the right place. That's probably
I don't
the
eat,
best.
You know what I don't eat a lot of is like a meal. I can't
like
eat
just
a
have
thing.
A, you have a yeah. thing, but not a whole meal. I think that's the best endorsement this show has ever gotten.
Exactly. We're taking hungry stand-up comedians and we're giving them, if nothing else, a decent meal for
them. I am shocked that hasn't come up more often.
It's really, you know, I'm not going to pay people, so I might as well like give them
like at home, I would have the bacon and the eggs and maybe some toast, but I would not have the fruit, probably. I would be separate. I would eat
you specifically requested fruit.
Yes, so I can have a balanced
meal.
Meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sent a writer in advance?
Yeah. He did. He did.
Oh my god.
Yep. Well, because
I better not see any green M&Ms.
Because then you'll know we set up your stage wrong.
And you notice how there are no green M&Ms?
Not a one.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
This looks like oh my god, this is
cakes are being
holy moly. Oh, kettle glaze?
Kettle glaze.
Yeah. So this is donuts.
This is donuts. You can or can't you say?
I probably can. It's
got
milk in it.
We've got some.
We've got a vegan
selection. Oh, nice. Vegan ones I can eat.
We got vegan donuts for you this episode.
Nice.
With apologies to Virginia Jones, who's a vegan that we had on here. And for some, we didn't think they had vegan ones. We didn't find vegan ones then, but now we have vegan ones.
Now we have
for you.
I love vegan
apologies.
Ones.
A lemon glaze, a vanilla glaze, and a cinnamon sugar.
Any of those would be great. Thank you.
All right.
Can I try that one of the weird ones you're talking about?
Yeah, the cruffin one?
Yeah.
Donuts.
Nice.
Oh, bro, I haven't had donuts in a long time. Long, long time.
Because you didn't have ones that you could eat?
Yeah. I don't know why they make vegan donuts. Where are they?
Sure.
Kettle glaze is...
Wait, can I guess? I think I remember.
Yeah.
It's in Hollywood, right off the 101.
Uh-huh.
On Franklin.
Yes.
And... Like Argyle, Franklin Vinish.
Yes.
Argyle.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Very
good.
Good.
Good. Good. Very much.
Wow.
Perfect. You made the podcast.
Have you ever been there before? Have you ever had their
donuts? No, I've only driven past it.
But
and
so you've noticed the sign and you've wondered and now...
Exactly. I've always been like, remember this because it's here. And I didn't know if there's multiple
locations. Is like an oasis of donut shops because most of them are like really dirty and skeezy.
Yeah.
And you go into Kettle Glaze and it's like this gorgeous, beautiful... Like,
so you know L.A. has an amazing amount of donut shops.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It's right?
They're like
amazing.
On every other corner.
Every corner there's a donut
crazy.
Shop in L.A. It's totally
crazy. If some of them are... tax just shelters fronts? Or yeah, fronts for like drug operations.
Because some of them are terrible.
And there just seems
and you walk in, there's only like 15 donuts.
And they're open until like 24 hours. How can they do business?
Go in there and ask for it. Say, I'd like the special donut and link.
Do you want to see what you get?
That's a good idea. Oh, right this way. That was good. That donuts was good. Breakfast was delicious.
Thank you.
I feel like I should do more talking in, you know, in recompense. Sorry to bring up a big word.
Why do you have to look at me when you say that?
Aaron, why do you get so angry at people when they use big words?
I have never gotten angry at you guys. If we've ever butt heads once, I'm not sure I'd be on the podcast as early. I don't feel like we've ever butt heads.
Yeah, because I'm like 2 feet taller than you.
Yeah, I can't jump that high.
If you could impart one message to the world about allergy people, what's the message to them?
Do we
the
need...
message is knuckle sandwich, motherfucker.
I don't know. I knew it was going to be aggressive. People, I knew it was going to be aggressive.
Well, like the way we're portrayed, the way people with allergies are portrayed in movies, and you know, are we like the next group that needs to be fought for in media? And
is oh god, that what we're saying? Yeah. Please yeah. don't make us
right. start making
like
Tumblr
allergy yeah. rights activists.
Somebody's gonna post a picture on Facebook of their like meal, and I'll just be like, "You have triggered me."
I don't know. Like my brother pissed me off one day. I was at my brother's house visiting him, and they were making some food. I looked at the recipe. They're making it according to the recipe. I was like, "Hey, can you make this without the black pepper so I can eat it?" And he looked at me and he said, "No." And I said, "Why not?" And he said, "Because the recipe calls for black pepper."
Yeah, it'll be fine without the pepper.
It's not going to not cook without the black pepper.
Right.
People can add black pepper to their serving.
He wanted it to taste like it was supposed to taste at my expense.
Do you think he would regret saying that now?
No. Because if he was thinking about anyone other than himself, he wouldn't have said it in the first
knuckle
place.
Knuckle sandwich, motherfucker.
Yeah, knuckle sandwich, you know? Fuck, you can't leave. It's stupid. People, like, can't you put it on at your plate?
Especially the idea of, like, mealtime. You know, food, we all need food to survive, but a meal is a thing that you're doing with the people
exactly.
that you care
it's
about.
A family gathering, yeah. and you're yeah. still kind of left out of it.
Choosing
well,
to
I
not
felt
include.
Ostracized, but really the thing that wigged me out more than the feeling ostracized was like his understanding of recipes and how they work. Like, dude, really?
I'm like black pepper.
You know?
Pepper's not like it's not
a, what do you think pepper does? It's not a catalyzing agent that brings
right.
everything
like,
to
yeah. what was the dish?
Only.
I don't know, it was like some kind of guacamole.
Well, that makes sense.
No matter what.
He's evangelical about his guacamole recipes.
I think it was a guacamole.
It was
well, I've certainly coming. Enjoyed, thank you very much for having me. This breakfast was awesome. The kettle donuts for vegans was great. The strawberries were delicious. The table service was amazing.
We do expect you to tip. And,
yes.
That would be great.
Yeah. I brought some singles.
That's a pretty good button. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You're not going to get a better one.
Thank you.
And that wraps up another edition of Midnight Breakfast. Thank you to my guests, David Nyker and Aaron Michael Marsh. Thanks to Gary Best for the Midnight Breakfast theme and Mike Garvin for additional music. The Midnight Breakfast team is myself, David Sharp, audio engineer Dave Brennan, and culinary engineer Shayna the Hedgehog Brennan. Twitter handles. Dave is at David Nyker, N-I-E-K-E-R. Aaron is Aaron M. Marsh. The show is at 12 a.m. Breakfast. I am at David and Sharp, and remember, Joe Rogan and Brian Callen, the Ventura Harbor Comedy Festival, Flappers Comedy Club, and more, all at davidsharpcomedy.com. Midnight Breakfast is a production of the Crab Diving Network. Also, I sincerely want to thank all of the folks that have gone out of their way to say nice stuff to me about the show. That really does warm my creaky old heart, and I always pass it along to the rest of the family, and it just feels great, so... Thank you, everybody that said nice things. But it's midnight. It's a brand new day. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the midnight breakfast.